It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'll be praying for you in the end of the program. But if you have a problem, if you need a prayer request, please call and someone would pray for you. End of the program, I will be praying for you. People are getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. We are doing this program to encourage you, and I want you to be bold enough to pray for others. We were just talking about one lady had the problem for 18 years. She was bent over and Jesus healed her. Today we are going to look into another person, that is in Matthew chapter 5 verse 5. Now this man was sick for 38 years. Can you imagine 18 years or 38 years? It's a long, long time. We don't know the age of this person. And there was a pool, and people used to go there and sit for the water to be moved. And they said the angel used to come to move the water. And when the water is moving and the first person get into the water, that person would heal. So you can see hundreds of people might be lodging there or waiting there, and their relatives will be coming, and as soon as the water moving, they might be throwing them in the water. And this man might have tried many, many times, but he had problems. When Jesus came to him, Jesus asked him a question. You want to be healed? Then he told the story. He said, I have no man to put me into that water. That means he had no friend, no brothers, no sisters, nobody. In that situation, when you are sick and afflicted, no brother, no sister, no father, no mother, no friend, nobody cares for you. How do you live? You live a miserable life. But Jesus Christ said to him, you want to be healed? And then he told his story. Jesus ignored his story. And he says, pick up your bed and walk. And this man didn't know who Jesus was, but he just picked up his bed and started walking. I was surprised myself. I thought this man didn't know. He's a Jesus, he's a healer. And the man comes and tells him to pick up your bed and walk, and he walked away. And the people start saying, hey, today is Sabbath day. And you are taking your bed and walking, what happened to you? And he said, one man told me to pick up the bed and walk. People knew that might be Jesus. And Jesus met him, and he said, you know what? Sin no more. Otherwise, worse thing can happen to you. I don't know why Jesus told this man. Many people, when he say, go and sin no more. But to him, he said, if you commit sin, worse thing will happen to you. Sometimes, when the people are sick and afflicted, no strength to do anything. And when they get strength, they want to do other things which is not pleasing in the sight of God. And sometimes they might be doing good things, but not going to church, not telling anybody what Jesus Christ has done. There was a one lady, I met her in the supermarket. I had some baby formula in my hand, and the lady looked at me. She said, you have a baby? I said, yes, ma'am. He said, go ahead of me. you're holding those heavy stuff. So I said, thank you. And I put my stuff there and I took my visiting card and gave it to her. And I said, I'm a minister. If you need a prayer, please call me. When I reached home, I got a phone call. The lady said, you gave me the card? I said, yes, ma'am. In the supermarket? Yes. My husband is very sick. And I want him just to talk to me. Because we have so many stuff. I don't know if he was a doctor or lawyer. She said, I have so many files and so many things, but I don't know where it is and what is what. If he can talk to me, that's all I want. I said, okay. She gave the phone to him and I prayed for him. And God healed him. I just talked to him. I said, give your life to Jesus and God is going to heal you. 1.5 years or 2 years later, midnight, maybe 1 o'clock or so, the lady calls me. She said, do you remember me? I said, ma'am, you have to tell me who you are. She said, you gave me the card in the supermarket and you had the baby formula in your hand and you prayed for my husband. And I said, what happened? I thought he might be dead. She said, well, God healed him. Then I said, why are you calling so late? 1.5 years, 2 years later? She said, we had a wonderful time. We had trips to different parts of the world. And then I said, why you call me now? And the night time, she said, he just died last night. Means the same night. I said, what should I do? She said, he said, the man who prayed for me, that man should bury me. They had a beautiful church. They were rich people. And they could have done without me. But she asked me, could you do it? I would have said, well, you didn't come to church. You're not a member of my church. The man never came to church. When you got healed, you went to all around the world. You didn't have time to go to church. Why are you calling me now? But I said, okay, I'll do it. The point I'm making, they sent the limousine and everything. I went, I did not take a penny. But the reason I'm saying this, people get healed, delivered, and set free. They don't go to church. And they go to the world and have a good time. Jesus wants people to get healed and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. This man didn't know who Jesus was. Then he came to know. But the point I'm making, Jesus said to him, if you commit sin, worst thing could happen to you. So don't commit sin. The sin brings you sickness and disease. But we have to give our heart to the Lord and follow him. Then sickness and disease will not come. I saw one man came to our church. And this man had a problem for 20 years. He has a very bad skin disease. He was a truck driver and he didn't go to church. But one day, they got a baby girl. His children were big enough and this girl came after a long, long time. So they called the pastor. Come to her house and pray for my baby. The pastor didn't go because they are not going to church. So pastor said, I'm not going to come. So one of our church members were their neighbors. He said, I'll call Pastor Peter, he would come. So he said, Pastor Peter, my neighbor has a baby girl and they want somebody to come and pray for her. I said, okay, I'll be there. And I went there and prayed for the baby and told these people to come to church. When he came to church, he said, you know what? I'm suffering for 20 years. Could you please pray for me? I said, sir, you are a truck driver. You might be doing something wrong. I don't know. But if you give your heart to Jesus Christ, He will cleanse you inside out. And this skin problem will be gone. So I laid hand and prayed for him. God healed him immediately. Following week, he comes and says, look at my hands. And he's completely healed. Today, he's a believer. And he is doing so many things in the church. He's almost now like an assistant pastor. The point I'm making, once Jesus heals you, you follow Christ. This man not only gave his heart to the Lord, he said, I want to be baptized. He got baptized. His wife got baptized. His two boys, they got baptized. And that time the girl was maybe 7 or 8 years old. So she wanted to be baptized. I said, no, you're too young. Some churches, they do baptize 7 and 6 years old. But the point I'm making, once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, no matter the disease is 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, or 38 years, God can heal you. There is nothing impossible with God. And see, when God healed him, now he's a witness. He goes to his hometown, preach the gospel, and he is a believer. So, sickness and disease can bring you to Christ, and sometimes sickness and disease can take you away from Christ. Most of the people, when they get a problem, they run away from God. They simply say, oh, where is God? Why he is not healing? God doesn't heal you automatically. You have to ask for it. As I said, Jesus asked other people, what do you want me to do? Some people might be saying, he's a blind man and he's asking to pray for him, and Jesus asking him, what do you want me to do for you? They have to open their mouth. The word of God says, open your mouth and I fill it. When you open our mouth and ask God, he will supply our needs. We have to talk to Jesus. We have to call upon Jesus. The word of God says in James chapter 5, call the elder of the church. Call your pastor and he will pray for you. And he says, when the pastor comes, confess your sins to one another. If there is something wrong, if you're angry with the pastor, or pastor is angry with you, we don't know. But he says, confess your sins to God. And even the man is dying and is in deathbed, God will raise him from his deathbed. And I have seen in my life, I prayed for many people who were dying in their deathbed, and God healed them. One time I already told you the story, but I'm not going to elaborate too much. One lady came. She had a problem, similar problem, skin disease. This man had 15 to 20 years. Other lady had 40 years. Can you imagine? 40 years problem. And I simply asked the lady, after she got healed, how old are you? She said, I'm 45. So she suffered 40 years. But the day I prayed for her, she went home. Next day she came to testify, completely clean body. And she said, Jesus healed me completely. Our God is a healer. Our God is a miracle worker. One of our church members told me one day, in my neighborhood, there are Hindu people and they have skin disease. From child, all children, plus mother and father, everybody has the same problem. And they tried everything and nothing is happening. So he said, could you come to my house, come to their house? So I went to their house. I said, do you have any oil? I can pray for you. And then you can apply the oil and you'll be healed. They said, oh, we have a lots of oil, maybe 20 gallons or so. I said, we don't need that much oil. They said, but we want to take a bath in oil. Just pray over it. I prayed over it, and they took a, you know, they put, washed them with the oil. And the third day, their skin became more boils, and they were so angry. And they called that man and he said, your pastor came and prayed for us and now we got worse. And that brother, I said, can I come and talk to these people? So no, they are so angry, don't come. I said, I prayed for them in the name of Jesus. You will be surprised. Whatever the skin disease they had is coming out, and it will be completely dry out and completely healed. And God did it. I was standing on the railway station and one lady came in front of me and she said, hi pastor, how are you? I said, sister, I don't recognize you. She said, you came to my house and you prayed over the oil and we took a almost bath and every person in our house, and third day we had a problem. But all of a sudden, all our family members are healed. Look at my baby. Look at me. I'm completely healed. Who did it? Jesus did it. They even told other relatives and they said, because you went to Christian person, that's why our God is mad. The enemy will tell you that Jesus is not a healer. One day somebody told me, there is a Christian man suffering in the hospital, and the doctor told him that they are going to cut his thigh because he had some bone problem, maybe bone cancer. I didn't know the person. I said, okay, I'll go there. I went there and he said, listen, I was a Hindu man and I believed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And see what happened now. The doctor is going to cut my thigh. And my relatives are very angry at me. They're saying, because you become a Christian, our God is mad, and now you're going to die, and they curse me. I said, no, sir. Jesus is going to heal you, and doctor is not going to cut your thigh. I'm going to pray for you, and you'll be completely healed. And you will be surprised, doctor will be surprised, and you will have a great testimony for your relatives. And I laid hand and prayed for him. And I said, tomorrow I'll come. But before the doctor takes you for surgery, tell the doctor, do another x-ray, because the man of God prayed for me. And when the doctor came, he told him the story. Doctor could not believe, but he forced him to do the x-ray. When they did the x-ray, they could not find any trace of any disease. When I came, he was jumping for joy. I said, what happened? He says, there is no trace of bone cancer or any cancer. I'm completely healed. And tomorrow, means that same day, he said, I'm going home. What happened? Jesus Christ came to rescue him. Even the devil tried to scare him that you're going to die, your relatives are going to curse you, and Christianity is no good for you. His faith was shaken, but I told him, Jesus Christ will never disappoint you. Jesus Christ is a great Savior, great doctor, great physician, and he wants to heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Without Jesus, it is impossible. I never saw anyone can heal you instantly. There was another man, he had a bone problem, and they said they are going to cut his foot. His mother called, I prayed. His father called, I prayed with him. And the boy called, and I said, listen, your mother called, I prayed. Your father called, I prayed. And you called, I'm praying. Now I prayed for the same reason for 3 times. God has already healed you. And you will be completely healed. Tell the doctor, do another x-ray, and your foot is healed. But sometimes people don't listen. He his doctor came to take him for the surgery, the parents were there, says, we want to see the surgeon. And they call surgeon and say, could you check my son's foot? I believe that his foot is okay. And the surgeon checked it, and he called the doctors, why you want to cut his foot? They said, they showed him the previous x-ray. But this man said, there's nothing wrong with his foot. Don't do the surgery. And they let him go home. And the man got a job. You know what kind of job? Driving school. And he was teaching driving. And as you know, you have to use your right foot to do the driving. And so his foot was completely healed. And he was a good witness. And his mother and father, they were very happy. The point I'm making, enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. That's the devil. Jesus wants to heal you. Jesus wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. You come to Jesus. I have seen many, many, many miracles. Now we saw the lady was 18 years bent over. The man was crippled for 38 years. And I told you the stories, 15 to 20 years or 40 years, having problems. But instantly, Jesus healed those people. I trust in Jesus. I tell people, why you worry? Jesus is a healer. You put your trust in Jesus Christ. You put your trust in man. Why can't you put your trust in Jesus? Psalm 146, verses 3 to 5 if you read. He says, do not trust any man. Do not trust any king. Trust in the Lord. So I am trusting in Jesus Christ. Jesus is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my healer. He is my provider. And I am encouraging you. Why don't you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your healer, as your deliverer, as your provider? He will never let you down. Just call upon Jesus. Whatever the problem you have, you might have tried everything. Maybe you went to different towns and accidentally you're watching this program. If you're a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, or a nominal Christian, and you never saw or heard what I'm saying, but I'm saying this with my own experience with Christ. Everything I told you, the truth. Jesus Christ said, he shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. He says, faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. You are listening each week, a new testimonies, and new programs. And I believe some of you might have so much bold enough to pray for others. Sometimes you said, I'm not sick. I don't need healing. Well, if you're not sick, praise God. You don't have to get sick to call upon Jesus. But if you're not saved, call upon Jesus. And if you're already saved and you don't believe in healing, I simply said, the word of God says, Romans chapter 10 verse 17, the faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. When you're hearing the word of God, your faith will challenge you. You're going to say, let me try. This man of God says so. So let me trust in God. When you trust in God, something good is going to happen to you. Let's pray. If you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, and you never believed that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, let me tell you, Jesus came from heaven. He took your sickness and disease on the cross, and with his stripes, you are healed. He is a healer, he is a deliverer, he is a Savior. He wants to save you, he wants to bless you, and you will never be the same. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I believe that you gave your heart to the Lord. I'm just trusting that you did it. And if you did it from your heart, that means your sins are forgiven. Your name is written in heaven. You are a new creation. You are a child of God. Now you can ask anything. By faith, believing Jesus Christ, He will hear your prayer. Let me pray for you, for your healing. And you're going to pray for others. Touch somebody or touch yourself. I'm going to pray. No matter what kind of sickness and disease you have, it will be gone in a split second. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for listeners or the people who are watching. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, Jesus Christ already touched you. You are healed. Be happy. Be joyful. Rejoice in the Lord. Tell somebody. Go to church. Read the Bible. Pray. Call us or write to us. Now time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.